The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on February 11, 1992 in Vrindavan, India. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 22, Verse 56.
By His Divine Grace, to the A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Maharaj Pitu became as celebrated a king as Soma Raja, the king of the moon. He was also powerful and exacting, just like the sun god, who distributes heat and light, and at the same time exacts all the planetary waters. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, Maharaj Pitu is compared to the kings of the moon and the sun. The king of the moon and the king of the sun serve as examples of how the Lord desires the universe to be ruled. The sun distributes heat and light, and at the same time exacts water from all planets. The moon is very pleasing at night, and when one becomes fatigued after a day's labor in the sun, he can enjoy the moonshine. Like the sun god, Pitu Maharaj distributed his heat and light to give protection to his kingdom. For without heat and light, no one can exist. Similarly, Pitu Maharaj exacted taxes and gave such strong orders to the citizens and government that no one had the power to disobey him. On the other hand, he pleased everyone just like the moonshine. Both the sun and the moon have particular influences by which they maintain order in the universe. And modern scientists and philosophers should become familiar with the Supreme Lord's perfect plan for universal maintenance. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport to text 56, chapter 22, canto 4 of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the matter of Pitu Maharaj's meeting with the Kumaras. Now it's the description of Pitu Maharaj. Earlier it explains how Pitu Maharaj has completely dedicated himself to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to material nature. How his only aim in life through all his activities was to please the Supreme Lord. So this Pitu Maharaj, although he was so great and powerful, when the four Kumaras came, he got off his Raja seat, Rajasana, and immediately he humbly offered obeisances to the Kumaras, worshipped them, gave them a raised seating place, bathed their lotus feet, did every reception which is appropriate for receiving exalted devotees, brahmanas, Vaishnavas, the Guru, etc. So, this way, Pitu Maharaj was now being here glorified also after explaining how he was a devotee. He's also explaining how he was a very capable ruler. He was fulfilling his role in the Varnashram Dharma perfectly. As a ruler, there has to be discipline. Citizens should fear that if they break the law of the government, they'll get punished. At the same time, they should like the government, they should like the ruler. He should be so pleasing that people naturally like him. So Peter Maharaj had all these characteristics. He was so powerful, no one could disregard him. You might have experience of some country in the world where people tend to do more or less what they want and don't care so much for the government, where the government fails to keep the roads clean or keep the electricity running or keep everything working properly. You might know of some country in the world like that. So the citizens, they actually put to inconvenience, and they would hope that the government would be together and at least provide the basic utilities, provide the health, education, defense, so on. But in many cases, in many places in the world, one is not secure. There are so many dangers. Of course, in this material world, this padam padam yadvi padam natesha, there's danger at every step anyway, even under the best of circumstances. But generally, people, they want to feel secure under the protection of their government. Even in a, where was I? Someone was mentioning, I believe, in the United States, that they have, in New York, they have called the police. And the police said, well, better protect yourself. Take us a while to get over there, something like that. They were surprised. During the recent hurricane in Miami, the devotees were distributing a lot of Krishna prasadam. The government was not able to provide everyone with all the food, so they wanted the volunteer organizations to help to distribute the food. So we cooked it up and were distributing prasadam. One relative of a devotee was in the house when the hurricane hit and the whole roof fell, blew off his house. And he was inside the bathroom with his family. They're holding on to the toilet and the sink to protect himself from being blown away. Did they come from a poorer country? And while they were in this circumstance and the roof was off their head and the wind was blowing so strongly, they were thinking that, how could this happen to us in America? We thought this only happened in the third world. But there's padam padam yadvi padam everywhere in the world. Doesn't matter whether you're in America or whether you're in India or wherever you are. Danger can be there at every step. When there was such a great king like Pitu Maharaj or Ramchandra, then the citizens felt more protected. And under the expert rule of such kings, even the people could expect to live a natural long life and die of old age. Today, there's no such guarantee. We can leave the body at any time. Therefore, it's actually very important now to be prepared to go back to Godhead at any time. Because that could happen, that we leave our body at any time. Previously, people would do brahmacharya 25 years, vihasta 25 years, then they would do the vanaprastha 25 years, and then sannyas 25 years, and then leave their body. But now there's no guarantee that you'll live even 25 years. So one has to be Krishna conscious at all the different levels. We have to be prepared to leave this world at any time. So Srila Prabhupada was recommending that actually for those devotees who take initiation, the process of Krishna consciousness, the whole purpose is actually to please Krishna. To do everything in such a way that samsiddhim haridoshanam. We get all perfection by satisfying Hari. So whether one is a brahmachari or a vihasta, or vanaprastha or sannyasi, the actual goal is supposed to be simply to please Krishna. The brahmacharis and sannyasis, they have a vairagya path. The Grihasthas, they may have a different process. But we shouldn't lose sight of what is actually the purpose in all the ashrams. For the devotees who are initiated, for everyone actually, but at least the devotees who are initiators are supposed to realize this. The actual purpose is to please Krishna. Sometimes people get bewildered and they think that, well, purpose of grihastha life is to please my senses, and then afterwards I'll take vanaprastha and then I'll please Krishna. Some neophytes think like that, but that's not the way it is. Then if we were to die in grihastha life in that consciousness, we would not go back to Godhead. In bhakti yoga, someone can get back to Godhead as a grihastha if they are fully husband, wife, cooperatively together serving Krishna and Guru for their pleasure. And that goes for all the ashrams. Purpose of the Gurukul students is how to cultivate their desire to please Krishna and Balaram, please Guru and Gauranga. In all the different ashrams, this is the only purpose of life for the Vaishnava. The ashrams are external. They are just for organizing our life. So there are different rules and regulations. So that is part of civilization, to have our ashrams. But the actual purpose is Haritosham. This point was stressed again and again. Prabhupada said that don't do any sin, don't do any pious activity, simply serve Radha and Krishna for their pleasure. Within the different processes of the different ashrams, this is what we're supposed to do. The Prithu Maharaj was a grihastha. He was a king. He was a politician. But he did everything so perfectly to please Krishna that therefore he is being glorified in the Bhagavatam by a great sage like Maitreya Rishi to Vidura. And we are discussing his qualifications, his qualities, because he is doing everything to please Krishna. These are important examples. Most of the people in the world today cannot be perfect in whatever they're doing. We have a role model of Prithu Maharaj. We can see that these are the standards. There are so many role models given of different devotees, whether brahmacharis or grihasthas or vanaprasthas. The pachetas were perfect examples of brahmacharis. They carried out their guru's order, they meditated, they got his blessings by Lord Shiva. Vishnu appeared to them and gave them also blessings. And he was very pleased because all these brahmacharis, the prachetas, were all cooperating together. Because they were brahmacharis who were going to get married in the future. So he blessed them also. They have a nice Krishna conscious wife. Some brahmacharis, they remain nice sticky brahmacharis their whole life. They don't get married. Most people in the present age get married. So here Prithu Maharaj is one of the examples in the Vedas of a proper grihastha. And there are many such examples. Then we have, of course, like this, all the different ashrams. Avanti Brahmana showed how to be a proper sannyasi, where he did everything for the pleasure of Krishna. So, we want to please Krishna. What is the thing we should do to please Krishna? What is the thing that he wants us to do most of all from now? This was also discussed by Srila Prabhupada. The Kali Kali Dharma Nama Sankirtan. And in this age of Kali, the specific dharma is to do the Harinama Sankirtan. We know that Prabhupada said that there will be the period of 10,000 years, the golden age, when the whole world will become Krishna conscious. When does that period begin? Some Brahmana in South India, he challenges, where does it say that in the Vedas? Why do we should believe you just because you say it? Then the same Brahmana, he came back to the devotee and said, I have to apologize. I was reading my Puranas yesterday and I found this quotation. And he showed this verse in the Brahma Laivarta Purana, 124th Khanda. And there it explained that how when Krishna was in Dwarka, then all the sacred rivers, the Jamuna, the Ganges, the Narmada, the Kaveri, the Sindhu, the Ganges, they all went to see Lord Krishna. I told this example several times here in Vrindavan, maybe just some of you didn't hear. And how they all went to see Lord Krishna, and they were begging Krishna to please take them. They pushed Ganges forward, and she prayed that, Krishna, we can see that your pastimes are about to finish. People are already becoming more materialistic. You've been very merciful to us, but when you leave this world, how will we live without you? You please bless us, take us with you. And when you leave, if you don't take us, all these sinners are going to bathe in our water and will become overwhelmed with sinful reactions. And then, Lord Krishna smiled at them and told them, please be patient. Wait 5,000 years. After 5,000 years, my mantra upasaka, my worshipper of the holy name, he is going to appear in the world. And he is going to, after he appears in the world, this chanting of the holy name will be spread all over the world. And people, even in distant countries far away from India, in all parts of the world, they're going to chant the holy names of Hari. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And this word, the whole world will become Ekavarna, one creed, one designation, Hari Bhakta, devotee of the Supreme Lord Hari, or Krishna. And these devotees, any devotee of the Lord, of me, is so pure that this to have his association or touch of the devotee chanting the holy names can purify one from so many sinful reactions. So these devotees from all over the world are going to come to India and bathe in your sacred water. And this way, you will get so much association from my pure devotees. And this period when the whole world will be chanting the holy names will continue for 10,000 years. After that, the devotees will leave the world, the heavy-duty Kali Yuga will begin. At that time, you can hide under the earth like the Saraswati River and wait for the Sakti Yuga to come. So Srila Prabhupada, he has come now 5,000 years in order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. And he kept telling us that the urgent thing to do is spread the holy name. He said, if you feel grateful for anything I've done for you, give this Krishna consciousness to others. At least maintain whatever I've given you. And if you can do something more, then try to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. In so many different ways, he requested the devotees cooperate together and spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Now, I know it's a very big attraction to want to immediately get into various types of relishment of the pastimes of the Lord. Shri Shri Rama and Krishna, the Vrajavasi. When Krishna is eagerly wanting something to happen, how can we put our own desire above Krishna? Even if we want to do something else, we obviously have to do whatever Krishna wants us to do. Otherwise, it would be sense gratification. Prabhupada describes sense gratification as doing whatever we want, even though Krishna wants us to do something else. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, they want now is the time. Even Krishna mentioned 5,000 years. When Prabhupada saw the Kali Yuga play, the age of Kali, he also gave this play, Girish Ghosh's play, Sri Chaitanya. And there in the play, Kali is with his ripus, kam, krodh, lobh, mad, matsarcha, moha, all the vices, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. And when Kali hears the chanting of the holy name by Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan party, he becomes sick, he becomes ill, and he just, you know, holds his stomach and he's ready to fall over, half, you know, almost like he's vomiting or something. Typhoid for him to hear the holy name. And when in the play, Prabhupada saw Kali Yuga going through these contortions, what did Srila Prabhupada do? He was hitting his leg, he was laughing, and he was saying, chant louder, louder. We don't want anyone to suffer. But even the pure devotee is very eager to see Kali suffer. Because Kali suffering and taking a hike means that Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is established in this world. When that's done, then we can see what Krishna wants us to do in the next phase to please Him. Prabhupada said, work now, samadhi later. What's the work? The work now, the people, the world is waiting to get flooded with Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Everyone, we come to Vrindavan, we come to Mayapur, we come to the holy Dham to get the mercy, to get purification, to get empowered by the Lord to spread the Sankirtan movement. Now Kali Yuga is overdue to take a vacation. He's just hanging around because we're not driving him out. We're giving him too many places to stay. So now is the time. Prabhupada's centennial is a very good opportunity. Lokanath Maharaj is reminding us that we can use that as a focal point. Let us have a, you know, many groups come up like, let us have a pollution-free world. Let us have a hatred-free world. So we want to have, let us have a Kali-free world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. We want to have a world free of Kali. And that's possible. By this Srimad Bhagavatam, philosophy being spread far and wide, and by giving out the mercy of Lord Krishna through His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And to do that, means everyone, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. We have to simply concentrate on doing what's going to please Lord Chaitanya. Giving out the Sankirtan mercy. Husbands have to tell their wives, no time for too much comfort. We have to distribute the holy name. Wives have to tell their husbands, why aren't you out spreading the mercy? Let us go and preach somewhere. I'll take care of the kids who go out and preach. Brahmacharis, Gurukul students, they have to teach. Be eager. Dear teachers, teach me about the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so I can become a qualified preacher when I grow up. I have no time to play around like a kid. I want to become a preacher too quick. Everybody, we should just become so absorbed in this mercy. Like when Lord Chaitanya, he was running as a student, but what was it? I forget the age. But anyway, he was running with Jagadananda Pandit, and they went near the Alakananda Ganga in Mayapur. And there was a parrot, and Lord Chaitanya told the parrot, "You are Sukha, son of Vyas. tell us the glories of Radha and Krishna. But the parrot started to chant, Gora, 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 Gora. The Lord says, no, I want to hear the glories of Radha and Krishna. And then the parrot again began to chant, Gora, 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 Gora. I want to hear the glories of Radha and Krishna. And the parrot said that Krishna has come and taken the mood of Radha. Radha and Krishna have combined together in the form of Gora. So now for me, I see Radha and Krishna as Gora. So even the residents of the holy God, they are seen everywhere, Gora. Lord Chaitanya. And how Lord Chaitanya is giving, how Prabhupada has given us so much nectar, so much transcendental bliss, and the people of the world are deprived of this. They're being cheated by Kali, and they've been given sense gratification, and they're not getting transcendental ecstasy in devotional service. How unfortunate they are. So Lord Chaitanya's devotees, they're actually representatives of the Lord. They're helping with Srila Prabhupada to give out this mercy. Prabhupada, he would be in such anxiety. Now I remember when I first saw him in Mantua, how Prabhupada was saying, this world is on fire. The people are burning. We have to put out the fire with a rain cloud of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Actually, Srila Prabhupada's anxiety never ended. When they asked Prabhupada what to do, and here in the final pastimes in Vrindavan, he was still in anxiety that he had not fully been able to give Krishna to everyone. He said, I only did half the job. The other half you have to finish. How can we have any peace when we know that Prabhupada is in anxiety? To see the whole world flooded with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Devotees, they cannot feel peaceful. The gopis could not feel peaceful when they heard Krishna had a headache. Take my dust. Krishna needs a dust from the feet of a devotee to cure his headache. Take my dust. But Narada said, aren't you worried? You may go to hell. You don't care if we go to hell, but we want Krishna's headache to be relieved. This is the mood of the Vrajavasis. They want to please Krishna and Radha. And now Rama and Krishna have combined as Gora. And Gora wants to give out the mercy to everyone. So that anxiety is still there because everyone is not flooded. We cannot come here to Gauranithai and tell them, as Advaita did when he went to Nilachal, and Lord Chaitanya asked, how is everything? And then Advaita told him that actually now the whole of Bengal is flooded. Everyone has become a madman, chanting your holy name. Now the market is flooded. We cannot see that coming from America and from England and everywhere. That yet, at this point, the market is flooded and everyone has become mad after Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya is waiting for us to give that report when the people are just crying and flooding the whole streets in ecstasy, chanting, Gora, Gora, Mithai, Gora, Harivo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But that day will come. But we want that day to come very quick so we can come and give the report here to Krishna Balaram, Gaura Nithai, to Radha Madhava, to Mayapur Chandra. Yes, now the people have become mad after your seva, after your holy name. When will that day be ours? But until it's ours to give that report to the Lord, there's no peace. We can't sit and rot our foot in chance for very long, because we know the Lord's in anxiety. Those, of course, who have the seva to be here in Vrindavan, they have the mercy to preach here to all the people that the Lord is bringing to you. But for those of us who've got service in other places, we come here, we get the mercy, and then we get an anxiety. Please the Lord to distribute more of Prabhupada's books to let the people know the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. There's no King Prithu now, we heard from Dhananjaya Prabhu yesterday. There's no King Prithu. And the world today, the world is a mess. Wars everywhere, hatred, hypocrisy, ecological disaster, everywhere. But the only hope, Kalo Goshen in Hirajan, whole world in Kali Yuga is an ocean of defect, Asti Hyaka Mahatmura. But there's only one great good quality, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. That is chanting the holy names of Krishna, Mukta Sangha, free from all this contamination, all the sufferings of the three modes, Param Brajet, and go back home, back to Godhead, to the supreme abode of the Lord, to the supreme destination of pure devotion. But the people, the greatest thing in the whole world, they don't have it yet. Few do. You do. You're so fortunate. Millions have it now. But there's 5 billion people on the planet. So many don't have this holy name of Krishna yet. So many are not chanting Nithai Gaur. Therefore, there's no doubt what we have to do. We have to somehow or another get the blessings from Srila Prabhupada, Radha, Shyama Sundar, Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nithai. Give this mercy to everyone. Please, to satisfy that anxiety that they are feeling. Because that's the purpose of Krishna consciousness, to please the Lord. And when everybody is mad after Krishna, then we can sit with millions of people and simply discuss Krishna Katha and relish the pastimes of the Lord unlimitedly. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions? Pardon? Well, we have to worry about that bridge when we cross to it. When we cross to it. Several people asked me that. Of course, with over. His question is that it's predicted 10,000 years there'll be the golden age, or whole world will be flooded with Krishna consciousness. But at the end of 10,000 years, it'll fade out and Kali Yuga will take over. Can the devotees extend that period longer? That's basically. Well, we had to research more on this subject. I heard somebody mention that they're quoting from Manu Samhita or something. Like that, there are different places in the Vedas. Now we have to, from that angle, we had to research. Bhakti Vidya Purna Maharaj was studying the Bhavishya Purana at one point. Different predictions about Krishna consciousness and different things in Kali Yuga. So that we had to see, but we know that even one moment Lord Chaitanya has sometimes expanded to be like a day of Brahma. Like when the gopis were dancing in the Ras Leela, One night became a night of Brahma, became millions of years. 10,000 years, we can go through transcendental time warps. And there'll be like millions of years of transcendental bliss in chanting the holy names. Somebody in England, anyway. So, it's a very nice sentiment, it's a very good, but right now, we're at the beginning of the 10,000 years. We wanted to start. Let's get it started and we'll worry about how to keep it continuing. Right now, Prabhupada started it, but it's like we had to finish the other half. The tide began, but it's not flooded over everything yet. That, at this point, right now, the juncture we're in is to bring in the flood. And then how to keep it flooded, Krishna's mercy can do anything. He can put us in a little transcendental time warp and extend it longer. Anyway, if the whole world is flooded for 10,000 years, everyone that's Krishna conscious, they're all going back to the spiritual world. New atmas are coming out from animal kingdom and amoeba's kingdom and so many different, and they're coming and they're chanting the holy name. They're going back. So for 10,000 years, practically, we're emptying out huge quantity of jivas. After that, whatever hard nuts are left that don't want to go back to Godhead, then they come and fill up the gaps. People don't live so long. 10,000 years means thousands, but 100 generations, more than 100 generations of people to go back. Of course, we want more. Let's start it. Let's the movement, when we have these meetings, Lokanath Maharaj is exciting us so much. We have to really do it now. And I feel that's the mood that Prabhupada, he wanted the mercy to be given out very enthusiastically now. Worry about keeping it. Once we get into that flooding position, and we keep it for 10,000 years, or we can research maybe longer. Mm. Hare Krishna. Thank you. One more question. I have to become pure first, he's saying. Devotees, I have to become pure first before I can spread. You see, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gobdam Kalpatari, that if you're not able to personally preach, then you can at least bring people to the preacher. Now, Prabhupada is so merciful because in old days, you'd have a preacher and you'd bring people to the preacher. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this is like a commission agent. You get all these dalals, they call it in India. They bring you, and then just like you want to get a taxi, some guy there, he runs, brings a taxi to you, he gets a couple of chips there. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that if you, in the spiritual realm, if you bring someone to the preacher, you get also the full benefit, not just a commission, you get 100% commission. But Prabhupada gave us, he put himself in the book, in this book, so we can bring the people to the preacher by bringing the book to the people. Like they say, bring the, was that example, you bring Muhammad to the mountain or the mountain to Muhammad. We're bringing the mountain, we're bringing Prabhupada right into their hands, right into the every house. And then we're inviting them, come to Krishna Balaram temple, come to our temples around the world, hear the Krishna Naam, hear the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, take Krishna Prasadam, have the darshan. We're preaching to them. The only thing Prabhupada said is that up to your capacity, glorify Krishna. Jari dako tare ko Krishna upadesh. This is Lord Chaitanya's order. He never said to that Brahmana from Purma Desh, when he said, I'm tired with my grihastha life, I want to quit and just join you and leave the whole headache, the wife and the kids and all, the whole family problem. And Lord Chaitanya chastised him, said, never say this again. I don't want you to be a market vairagi. a Falgu Vairagi. You stay in your house and you, everyone you meet, you just tell them the glories of Krishna. You become a guru and tell everyone about Krishna. He never told that person at first you had to do that. He said immediately, you just tell the glories of Krishna. This is the order of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, order of Prabhupada. We, by doing what Krishna wants, that is pure devotion. And by giving the mercy to others, we get pure because we get rid of our offenses. Haridas Thakur explained, when we chant loudly and others hear the holy name, that purifies us from so many offenses. So by preaching, by helping the preachers, we can preach, all right, help cook and help the preachers. Do whatever you can. Carry the book bag for someone. Doesn't matter, whatever it is. Somehow help in the Sankirtan movement. It's a massive cooperation. And by doing that, that's how you become a pure devotee. In the most quick, direct manner. Because by helping others to be Krishna conscious, all your accumulated aparad, they get wiped away very quickly. And you'll become more and more empowered to preach. Ma, Lokanath Maharaj. Yes? Well, the Brahma Vaivarta Purana says the world, the whole world will become Aka Varna. Aka Varna, one Varna. Now we have so many Varnas. You've got Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, then you've got Navasudra, then you've got now new Varnas, Christian and Muslim and this and that. So many kinds of Varnas have come up, Lakshas and whatever. But he's saying Aka Varna, one Varna. One kind, Hari Bhakta. Idago Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mangal, Lord Chaitanya said, I want to flood the whole world. But I'm going to flood India. He said, I'll flood India. I'll preach throughout India. But my Senapati Bhakta will come and he will flood the rest of the world. Senapati Bhakta will come. And they'll preach in distant places. And he said, flood. The word was flood. Premia bonnai. Flood of prey. The flood means that some people are swimming in the water, some are swept away and floating in the water, but somehow or another everyone gets swept by the flood. Even a little insects, the ants, they're also flooding in the water. So the flood of Chaitanya mercy will be such that not only just a few people chanting, everyone, even the people that, what someone was telling us yesterday, someone in Russia said, why everyone is buying your Bhagavad Gita? Why everyone is chanting Hare Krishna? What is the thing, what is it that everyone sees in you people? I'm filled up with Hare Krishna. So even this person was not able to directly float in the swim in the nectar, but still, she was seeing everyone was getting swept away, she was getting swept away. I'm filled up with Hare Krishna.